Let's take a look into the future of time has passed.
And everyone else actually that rolled over 20, so Mick, Lane, and Tanago, you guys see it. Leon, you see it first from just how the tree's set up and everything. You see this rather large wasp nest.
Get him!
Hey, stop. No, we're going to calmly speak with this creature. What's wrong with you people?
Doldrin, you watch as Leon, literally as Leon starts to summon this weapon, like starts to cast a spell.
No one sleep around Leon.
You can barely keep a child asleep when carrying them, let alone a grown ass person.
Well, to be fair, I'm more of a twig being an elf.
If he's willing to wait an hour, then I'm fine waiting an hour. It's just a question of, will the guard, like, is this a pressing meeting where we have to go now, sort of thing?
I mean, he gives you, like, they don't even know why you want to talk to the headmistress, so he gives you, like, a, well, I, like, scheduled it, now I'm waiting on you, but, I mean, we can wait an hour.
I think it would be ideal for good graces to leave now. No offense to...
I'd rather, with Tota's background, I'd rather him be with us. So, I'm gonna wake Tota up, even if that interrupts his healing, unfortunately. Because we need the druid with us.
For when this devolves into a fight.
Or, like, with the nature. So I'm just gonna try to, like, gently wake him up.
35 more minutes.
I'm sorry. It seems fate is against you on this one.
Fine.
I punch him in the face so I can't milk
him. Alright.
I would block you. I would kick him
in the face.
Viciously attacks your ankle.
you get honey badgered to death.
Like, my dog is currently attacking me.
I'll make sure that Toth gets, or Tota gets, up and going, and I'll lead out with the rest of the group as we go to meet with the headmistress.
Alright, if that's the plan, Tota, you are still fatigued currently.
Shit.
I'm sorry, but we need our druid with the nature stick.
Ouch.
When your friend won't let you sleep.
Worst brother ever.
I know, right?
Basically, next like true short rest you guys do, then you will be
Can we guys? Can we take a short rest? Sure. And he just passes out on the ground.
and that's when Leon is like, and that's why I carry him.
Because like, when you have the flu, he just needs an hour of sleep to feel.
So do we get to the headmistress camp without any raiders attack?
Yep, he just kind of leads you through, same thing, up trees, down trees, across bridges, blah, 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 and eventually you guys make it. He knocks on the door, introduces you guys again. You've already done it, so I'm not going to go through all of it. And the headmistress is standing in there, again, carving some of the inside of her tree, like her current room, out into more like murals.
Is everyone going in, or... just a select few.
That is up to you guys. He basically like opens the cloth and presents you guys. So whoever wants to walk in,
I stay outside.
Lena, okay, she's staying outside.
Yeah, she's staying outside.
I would like to have, if you two are staying inside,
moving, I go in. So.
Yes, I'll need everyone else. Are you two sure you wish to stay outside? There could be pressing information here.
You want me to be in? Can we?
It is up to you.
Sure.
If it's up to me, then I'm not going in.
Then you can stay right there.
I'll like look at Lena and then Mick and be like, I'll go. And go.
Fine.
I'll keep everyone. Watch for plants.
Fair enough.
You that's actually a very good point.
Especially if we were to show her it.
We can discuss that when the time comes.
I But I would prefer not to.
Let's not keep the headmistress waiting any longer. And Waffles, before this conversation starts, I took the glad hand feat so I can so I can make an impression without doing anything. It's just like insta impression.
Okay.
So could I do that at the start of the conversation? But I also have versatile performance, which allows me to use performance instead of diplomacy for my make an impression.
All right. I'm going to say no because it's your second impression.
Oh, I thought make an impression was like conversation exclusive.
Was it? Hold on. I'll look it up.
Batman says first impressions are your strong suit.
When you meet someone in a casual or social situation.
Yeah, you know, we're meeting up in a social
situation. No.
Like if I'm meeting Dolge.
This will be great for the next big bad good person we meet.
All right. All it says for make an impression is with at least 1 minute of conversation during which you engage in charismatic overtures, flattery, blah, 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 all that's going to happen here. At the end of conversation, attempt a diplomacy check against the will DC of one target, modified by any circumstance. Good impressions last for only the current social interaction. So with that, I will say you can't roll it because it says it only lasts for this interaction. So
I can or can't?
You can. You can roll it on any interaction you make because it only lasts for the one interaction. And you have to roll it next.
And this one is like at the start of the conversation because the magic of Glad Hand, and I also have a minus five.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. You guys kind of walk in, and she greets you with a, can't say I'm not impressed to see you're still alive. Why did you want to meet?
Hello, Headmistress. Thank you for making the time for us to meet. We have some... He does it with more grandeur and gesturing to really make the
impression. Less trembling of the tongue.
He flourishes his cape with, like, like makes his hair blow in the wind.
Yeah, uses gust to make
anime eyes too.
We found an artifact we believe may be of pressing importance. I do not know the most of it. That would be either Toto or Doldrin here, but we need to ask your aid in purifying it from whatever evil has been causing these plants to attack.
Leon will jump in. As our discussion last time about the visions from Sarenrae, we found the source of the visions, but it seems to be corrupted in some way. It is linked to the nature god, whose name Leon remembers, but I do not. Ashir, I think?
Arastel.
Arastel, thank you.
She will give a quick nod and say, yes, we do follow her.
We were hoping that you might have some sort of purification ritual or some means of communing with Arastel to help cleanse one of her objects of malice.
I myself do not. We don't. And she, you can see she's like kind of taken aback. She's like, we don't really have anything of the sort. I'm not sure that I've even heard of an artifact of such to come about. May I see it?
Mm-hmm. There's
complications.
It produces
when we first found it.
Miasma currently.
Plants attend well in the past. Made a distinct effort to attack us for bringing the staff away from where it was supposed to be. We have it sealed, so the plants do not know where it is, but showing it to you may be dangerous.
Well, and even more than that, it causes mental damage to anyone in proximity to it.
More importantly, we don't have it with us right this moment anyway, as we have secured it where it cannot bring harm, and we want to leave it secured until we know what next steps to take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can see she's like having quite a hard time to even follow it. She goes, well, in terms of rituals. I myself don't have one for you. She sits there and she thinks of anyone who would like to get a word in here.
Anyone you could point us to who might have insights might even be useful.
Preferably not Darkasim again.
Ether just kind of like, she's like contemplating quite a bit while you guys are just talking. And she's kind of in it, kind of not, as she goes, well, actually, this is all rumors, but the town, the lord of the town, we were built to protect an ancient pond. It is southwest of here, probably about a mile or two. It is within a ancient grove that kind of acts like a sanctuary for the pond. I've been there myself once. It is not really a place of this world, and like you see, she's having like a hard time even kind of like remembering what she's attempting to tell you. She's like, but if there was any kind of positive energy around here that could even attempt to hopefully do what you're saying, that might be it.
And how do you suggest we harness this positive energy?
She just kind of purses her lips in a very like, I don't know. That's the only thing I can even think of. I mean, when I was there, I could tell there was a vast amount of positive energy, but
waffles.
Yeah.
Can I make a religion check with like a positive energy like pool?
Sure.
If I had laid this in there or something, would it clean?
Sure, go for it.
Can I make the positive energy as well
to help him?
Yeah, if you want.
I'll probably fail, but who knows? See here, religion plus 9, 18. So I don't think I help, but I don't hurt him either.
Nope. All right. So you thinking it over, Doldrin? You're not quite sure. I mean, you've never encountered like such a negative thing as this staff, but you do know of pools of positive energy used as cleansing and vast religious rituals, whether it be healing people, healing maladies, that kind of thing. So you think it could have some sort of effect. You just don't know how to go about it. You're not sure if you like lay the staff in it, if it corrupts this pool, or like you can't really decide on that.
Go really good or really not.
Sounds to me like we need to go hire a stronger priest than myself.
And perhaps the capital would be the best place to find that. Would
How far away
you,
is
headmistress?
This
About a mile and a half.
I would say it's
quite closer than said town.
Yeah, I would say it's worth at least a trip to see it, if nothing else.
Perhaps we can discuss what possible and someone.
I know of the staff and I know general information, but we need someone who is trained in the specifics of that deity to make it go smoother. I wouldn't feel comfortable just randomly poking things.
I'm not saying poke things, but we should see this pool so that when we go discuss with whoever, we have a little more information to give them than other than there is a magical positive that exists in the world.
I mean, we know the specific name of the pool, so
we're a mile away. What I'm saying is we're a mile away. We don't know anything other than it's a magical positive pool. If we don't look, it would be kind of silly.
Fair enough. Who knows? It might be dried up.
Well, is that all the questions we can think of?
I think I have my questions covered.
Then with that, we greatly thank you for your time, Headmistress. Truly, this could mean a world of difference as to preventing the plant onslaught.
Tanagal, looks a little, side to Mick, but doesn't really want to interrupt because he feels really out of place. But he'll kind of...
I'm pretty sure Tentacle's outside.
No, Tentacle.
Did you go in? Okay, my bad.
Yep.
So he kind of like taps Mick's shoulder and waves him like back just like a quick second. And he whispers, do I feel like we're far enough away that if I like whisper, it'll be okay, like they won't hear me? Like I don't want the headmistress here.
Gotcha. I mean, she can't hear you, but she can see you pulling him back.
Okay. Mick, I think the headmistress is ugly.
Is it just me or like, is there something weird, like she's forgetting? And do I feel like I wasn't there the first time. Was she like this the first time?
I don't recall her particularly forgetting anything. She was more contemptful than she is now. Do you really think it... Could I attempt to, like, tell if maybe, like, this... If this, like, slight forgetfulness is some sort of... idea. Yay.
I mean, she could be old and forgetting stuff. Could be magically induced. She could just be lying to you completely.
Well, to be fair, Tentacle, she is rather old.
She says, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, I doubt she'd consent to us using any magic on her to attempt to resolve anything. You understand? I believe this is the best we'll get.
He shrinks down a little and, like, goes back to, like, yep, sorry.
Never question us again, pleb.
And then I return to the group and say, yes, I believe that will be all. Thank you again, headmistress. And Mick does the same like long arm bow thing he did the first time, thinking that was what they did here.
Okay. You see like a small smile creep on her face, but she just kind of like raises a hand, and not to like stop you, but it looks like that same motion. Like it's more of like a, all right, that's enough. And just like lets you on your way.
So once we gather outside, are we regrouped? Like, I mean, also, is there any like guards watching us as we're just standing outside? Or
still have that one same guard that is like outside standing by her door just to make sure nothing major goes down or anything. But other than like, he's not like eyes on you, like, you don't speak in my presence type thing.
Shall we digress to somewhere more private, everyone? We have much to discuss, at least fill Lena in.
We have stuff to discuss, sure.
Just real quick, outside of, like, obviously me saying that Tentacle noticed it, can I, like, roll an equivalent of insight to see if it's still, like, not sitting well with me? Or if I'm just, like, letting it go. I don't know if that's my decision or if I can kind of roll for that.
Sure, well, I mean, in terms of if that sits well with you, that's your decision. And I told you like what Tentacle thinks it is, and then you asked Mick, and then you can take Mick's word or not. You can roll another perception in terms of like, is Mick's answer good or not?
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah, just perception. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Definitely could be just old and forgetful.
Big rolls tonight, boys.
Good.
Can we kind of like get down to like the forest floor where we don't have eyes on us? Or at least, like no one who cares to watch?
Not easy enough. I mean, you get glances here and there, but no one's like walking beside you to hear you talk or anything.
Now, everyone, while we were in there, Lena, the most important things to take away are that there's some sort of positive energy pool about a mile away that could prove rather useful in purifying the staff. But Leon also believes it would be fruitful if we were to find someone who's more well-versed in the theology to aid us. I'd imagine that would be in... let me look up the name of the capital. Scroll up in Roll 20 here. I don't remember. Waffles, help. What's the name of the like big city that Darkhouse...
Cillian.
Someone like that could be in Cillian if there's no one here. And also, Tanagal brought up something rather concerning, that the headmistress seemed to be forgetting a lot of things she should. I'm not sure if that's simply us jumping at shadows, but if it's some sort of magical effect, it could be rather distressing. So let's take her words with a grain of salt.
So do you think it might be a trap, that positive energy pool?
I have no idea. There could be more to it than she remembers. It could have recently been overtaken by corrupted evil plants.
Well, everybody in this town hates us, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I did not believe she was attempting to lead us astray, at least by her intent. She has always, or at least in our past interaction, proved to be useful. I simply think we should be on guard for anything more than we bargain for by visiting the positive energy pool.
And I would say that we've also made it clear we don't have the object with us, and that is what we want to maintain,
right?
Because we're not sure anybody's intentions going forward.
And if we feel that we are on a tighter timetable than we originally thought, I think with all of our help, I could attempt to purify it, but I wouldn't like my chances without an expert in that particular god.
Didn't you say, like, it was put there by, like, a god?
No, I don't know how it got there.
No, I saw visions related to
that. It was Dildren that had said it originally. She'll be like, or he'll be like, never mind. Interrupt you. Like, never mind. Like, a little begrudgingly, I'll declare you.
Yes. Not gods. Powerful. Likely magic user. Or, well, one of them, perhaps a god. Unclear. Also, Salking's not going to help any of this.
So the question
being
is, do we try?
It's not going to help anything either, Dildren.
So the
yes.
Real question is,
putting the squabbling aside.
Yeah. The real question in my mind is, do we try it on our own, just simply to see if we can, if things are deteriorating faster than we thought, then it might be worth just gambling.
Again, let us just go to the pool. Let's not do anything else yet. Let's not overthink anything. Let's just go to the pool to see what can be seen. And then it's a mile away. We can decide from there what we want to do.
Yes, I believe Doldrin's right. We can discuss it again in an hour or so.
Well, she did give us a general direction to head, so...
Getting there will not be a problem. It's just the us leaving here to go there. That seems to be the struggle.
Well, didn't she also say that they were... this place was tasked with protecting it, so... are we going to run into trouble if we try to approach?
We could probably run into trouble everywhere we go.
During all that, I will say... you got the sense that she was more talking about that the town was built as kind of a like protection outpost against it, because they think it's one of Arastel's sacred ponds. Do they still uphold that like this day? No telling. Like the way she talked about it was like when this town was first founded. That's why.
Gotcha.
And if we run into trouble, we will talk our way out of it. Unless, of course, it is plant-related trouble, then we will fight our way out of it. Shall we leave now?
I'm ready.
Sure, let's go.
I just started walking.
Alright.
Away we go.
And
yeehaw.
Away they go. Using the compass of Lee.
But we need to find the true north to get there. How will we ever do it?
You mock, but one day it will be very effective. Oh, one day.
You guys head southwest, basically kind of the direction she told you. Sorry, I have a dog climbing on my shoulders.
Well, that's
like a problem.
Yeah. Kind of heading that way. she seems, or she, sorry, this dumb dog, kind of heading that way. You guys seem to kind of look around the forest, and it doesn't seem as, like, thick around here. You don't get the sense that it is as corrupted as the rest of the forest you guys have currently been venturing in. Therefore, the trek of the mile and a mile and a half is probably going to be easier than your last, like, day to day and a half trek that you took. Working your way through the forest, you do come to a part that seems to be a little more deeply inhabited by creatures. You start to hear animals kind of, the sounds just kind of getting louder, insects here and there, the wind picks up a little bit. So if you guys would like to tell me what you're doing in this exploration mode for the mile to mile and a half hike, that's probably going to take like 2-3 hours. Feel free.
Doldrin's going to be kind of trying to just keep towards the front of the group, keeping an eye out, make sure we don't die. You know, fun.
Mick will just be keeping an eye out because they mentioned that like plant attacks have increased, so trying not to get ambushed by thorns.
Yeah, I'll also be looking specifically for plants.
Yep, okay. I'm just following, like, I'm using survival to look at the different tracks. I have a skill feat that lets me identify specifically what anything is.
Anything specifically you're looking for, or just everything?
It allows me to look at a track, and if I get over a certain DC, I can identify what it is. It's just a means of me, like, saying, is there a big scary thing coming up?
Gotcha. Cool.
I will click it just so that you can read the specific.
The answer is certainly there is.
Just testing, can you guys hear me better now on the stream? I got told that I'm very quiet.
Hold on. Let me mute you in Discord and have you talk on the stream.
Testing. This is me talking.
I just want to mute you in general.
Shut up. All right, now talk. I'm talking. I've been talking. Testing.
All right, please stop talking.
Why, you don't like my singing?
I just don't like you.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you sound pretty good.
I'm lucky.
A little soft.
A little soft still? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anyone that didn't tell me what they're doing, feel free.
I already did.
Tannic.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to just keep a lookout and like do a little bit of a perimeter around the group.
Okay. Everyone give me a perception check, except for Leon, who can give me a survival check.
Wow. My roll.
Man, you're rolling great.
We're going to die.
Oof. Oh my lord.
That's your second one.
Oh my lordy. Alright, as you guys continue going through this heavier, more alive part of the forest, everyone's kind of keeping an eye out, just staying on edge. Tota's getting lost with Toph, just kind of petting him, not feeling the best either. When Leon, you kind of point a little up and to the right. You see this rather large, and everyone else actually that rolled over a 20. So Mick, Lena, and Tanico, you guys see it. Leon, you see it first from just how the trees set up and everything. But you see this rather large wasp nest. I'm talking, and when I say like rather large wasp nest, it's not in comparison to ours. It's like a bee farm. Looks like it was set up to farm wasp almost. It, like, not by a person, but that's the size of it.
Like, on a scale of, like, football to, like, gallon jar to...
Like a gas tank?
Like how many car? Inches is it in all dimensions?
How many feet?
What's the approximate volume waffle?
It is almost spherical in shape, and if I had to give it a foot dimension, it would be 12 by 12.
Goodness.
We cannot defeat the wasp sphere.
So, is this something we can go around, or is this like there's no way but like through it.
I mean, anyone that wants to give me a, I mean, this is like up in the trees. So anyone wants to give me a nature check on wasps, feel free to.
Obviously, go up and take the nest.
I cast Phantom Pain.
On me? Why?
On Tanagol, 2 times.
Why didn't I pick what did I do? Calm emotion? I could have just calmed the bees out of it, just to be like asleep.
You took calm emotion? I took calm emotion.
No, I said, why didn't I
Twinsies.
Pick calm emotion?
Oh.
I picked other spells for today.
All right, give me a second.
No spell except calm emotion is useful.
All right, Tota and Lena. You guys know of, like, just wasp and kind of how they act. These in particular look quite poisonous. Besides that, you get the sense that they're territorial, but unless like actually attacked and or like you walk right under their nest or mess with their tree, like if you start cutting down the tree, they're gonna attack you. If you give them a 50-foot berth, you'll probably be fine.
Like painful, like it hurts like a fire ant, or painful like the Hunger Games, the wasps kill you.
Yeah, you ask that question and they can tell you that you can't die by it. Like, not by the poison itself, but it is very, very potent, and it's not fun, basically. They don't know the exact effects that it's going to take on you, but...
It sounds fun.
Yeah, I relate that.
Yeah, mechanically, I'll go ahead and tell you, it'll be damage, and then if you go high on the track, you'll be clumsy. The damage is not low.
Yeah, let's not go through that.
Yes, I would rather we go around, or widely around.
Yes, let's just skirt around the area that is affected.
And then the wasp's nest grows legs and chases us.
Yeah, someone shoots it from far away and drops it on top of you. Easy enough, you guys are able to skirt around at about 50 feet and get back on track, and you continue. Continuing out, you guys bypass that encounter completely.
Easy. How much XP do we get?
Two XP out of 1,000. If you killed him, you got 8,000 and want to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
No way.
Everyone, I think we should go back.
Let's go back. They hold all of our experience. But no, you guys continue on, travel for about another hour, and you start to see kind of what she was explaining in the, and like her explanation of the pond and kind of the area around it being a sanctuary for the pond. You see everything kind of start to, for lack of a better word, swamp up a little bit. You see the ground gets just a little mushy. The trees kind of changed their whole nature. In the distance, I'll just roll over some of your perception and nature checks and stuff. In the distance, probably about 50 feet away, or we'll say 100 feet away, you see this like very light blue pond that almost seems like it's giving off a type of light.
I'd say that's what we're looking for.
Can we roll a religion check on these ponds now that we've seen them to see if we know anything about them?
There you go. I pulled you to a map, by the way.
Oh, get ready for a combat, boys.
Get ready. It's about to be a combat. We're in a map. you can roll on the religion check if you want to.
Are we coming in from the bottom right or like the top right?
Kind of the bottom right. You see like a little path between trees kind of laid out.
I'm helping Galdrin on this.
Okay.
Nope.
I would like that stated prior to his roll from now.
That's fine.
Don't matter now.
Yeah, not that it matters.
Can't stop me now.
Yeah, coming from the bottom right down here, you guys just kind of see a path. You're able to see it quite the amount of feet away. Like I said, I think unless you're moving closer, you're probably about 100 feet, so you're not exactly on the map right now. You're a little off. Doesn't matter that much. Giving it a religion check, I mean, you have heard of, Doldrin, you have heard of places being, like, sacred. And basically, it's the equivalent to hallowed ground for a god, and this could definitely be one of them. You're not sure. And that's about what your religion check gives.
And would I know if hallowed ground can do anything helpful in this regard?
I mean, it would... You get the sense, if it was hallowed ground, it would heighten any kind of ritual that you could do.
Right.
This doesn't help you in the fact of not knowing a ritual. And just to reiterate, you don't know that it's hallowed ground yet.
No, I don't know, but if, assuming...
Yeah. If you can assume it, then yes, doing a ritual on hallowed ground would be... It would decrease the DC, basically.
Right. Oh, very well. Should we take an actual look at this?
How do you recommend we dip a finger in, or...?
I mean, walk up to it and look at it.
Fine. Then, if everyone else starts moving, Mick will as well, keeping a very careful eye out for something to come emerging from the pond or something.
Just be careful that no one touches the water surface or what have you.
Cowabunga, dude! Cannonball!
Who knows what disturbing this place may do, so just tread carefully.
Are you guys moving up stealthily? Are you going to athletics run into the pool? Let's go.
Not stealthily, but just warily. I'm perceiving up to the pool.
It's more about making sure that I look where I'm stepping and that I'm not, kicking something that shouldn't be kicked into the pond.
You got a little quiet, Leon, just so you know. But I'm just keeping still a perimeter lookout to behind us and to the right and left as we make our way.
Okay. Everyone, give me a perception check.
Yeah.
On them good rolls.
Listen here, you little shit.
Nice. Everyone kind of looking around, looking where you step, and the path seems clear. Tota actually kind of looking around over everything. As you guys begin to get closer, say about right here, about 20, 25 feet away from the pond itself. Huh? Here? Oh, it's not showing up. Hold on. No, it should be. You might need to refresh because I have it on. Can everyone see this?
See what?
No.
Which
no
thing?
Nope.
I'm not seeing anything unusual.
Yeah, I see the lake. Pond.
Hold on, there's a dwarf in the bottom right. Hold on.
Yeah, that's
a snake. There's a snake.
Oh.
I'm trying to show my ruler to you guys, but it's not showing up.
Are you on the GM layer? Are you on the GM layer?
I think I am.
I do it all the time.
I never do that, unfortunately. There you go. You guys get about to right here.
Awesome. Hold on.
And then when you're getting to about right there, Tota, you're kind of looking up and you're a little more focused on the pond and kind of a little after the pond than everyone else as you see this almost opaque version of a, what you think is a horse for a second, and then realize that it's this white horse that looks like it has a what's supposed to be some kind of protrusion from its forehead, but it looks like it has been snapped at the hilt of the protrusion. But you see it kind of just appear on the rock, and almost in your head you hear, what are you guys doing here?
Get him!
Hey, stop. No, we're going to calmly speak with this creature. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, we came to see what this place was about. We thought it might be a place where something that is not good could be purified, potentially. Who are you?
I no longer have a name to share. You see, an odd horse glance kind of up to its head. You get the sense that it's attempting to motion you to its forehead, basically.
Odd horse glance.
But it kind of looks back down and now begins speaking into all of your minds. Thus far it's been Tota, all of you guys have seen it, and it speaks into all your minds. It says, well, if you're looking for hallowed ground of Erastil, can say that you have come to the correct place. I can also say you are not welcome here.
And why would we not be welcome here? May I roll my performance check for a first impression?
Shut the fuck up. You fell.
Oh. He dances as he says.
At least I don't take the negative effects.
It was DC 42, sorry.
Children will speak up and go, you know nothing about us, but we're not welcome here. When, in fact, I think you'd find you want us and need us here, and that we're working to help you. And if you are truly a guardian of a Rastal, then you want to help us even more.
We're here to save these lands.
From the corruption that has been spread, that is pleasing.
You watch the unicorn kind of look over you guys from left to right, and he/she says, do any of you follow a Rastal?
No. Well, then
would Tota.
Would Tota have any sort of knowledge of this? Like, as far as he's aware, as far as I'm aware, Tota has just been, I guess, connected with nature, but would there be any sort of connection to a Rastal? I mean, I know I'm not like a cleric or anything like that.
Yeah, you're not like a devout follower or anything. But I mean, you could definitely make a case that like you follow nature and therefore follow the nature god, a Rastal. But like you're not a go home and pray every night kind of.
Right. Yeah, Total will just kind of step forward and kind of motion Toph over with him and just start basically making his case, saying, I don't follow or pray to Rastal, but I love nature. I try my best to make sure that things are as they should be and protect the land from bad things that would harm it. And that's something that we've just done. We've removed something that was poisoning the land, and we would hope that Rastal would allow us the opportunity to try and rid that thing from existence if possible. I've spent most of my life in nature, and I've never seen anything like what we encountered. And I don't want anything like it to exist. It's wrong.
Roll me a diplomacy check.
This is gonna go well
with advantage.
No such thing.
Ooh,
holy shit!
Ooh.
Nice roll.
Oh.
There were significant pluses for the roleplay. So. Anyone that wants to attempt to aid him, let me tell you, DC is 20. If you roll under a 10, you anti-aid him. So.
May I attempt to aid him with, like, Tota, have confidence in your words. You've got this. You're fine. And attempt a performance?
Yeah, I'll give you that. You kind of pat him on the back and say that as he's walking up. Okay, nice. So you aid. With that aid and all the pluses you were getting, the unicorn kind of looks over and says, I haven't had people here in quite a while, though it is my charge to protect this. What you say about the plants seems to be true. I will give you a choice. I can perform any sort of cleansing ritual that you need in this hallowed pool, but I will need a favor from you.
What do you require?
She continues speaking, ignoring your question. If otherwise, you may get someone else to perform the ritual, and I will allow you to use the ground just for wanting to protect the forest. If you would like me fuck your phantom pain. If you would like me to perform the ritual, I will require a favor from you. And you see the unicorn kind of look at you, and again, been talking through all of your minds this entire time. The unicorn kind of looks at you now, Mick, and says, a recent plant, not of what seems to be not of this forest and definitely not of Erastil's will, has come and attacked this land, and in my defense has taken my horn. I would request that back.
And that does not sound to be too much trouble. What plant is this? Anything worth knowing? Its shape, its form, its menace?
It is quite menacing, of a humanoid form, much like you, slightly larger. It wields the ground itself as a sword and wrapped vines as a shield. I've not seen much like it in my time.
And where could we find this plant, man?
She gives you directions kind of towards the west. It says, not far from the west here, there lies a cave. Unfortunately, I am not allowed to leave my post, else I would get it myself, but that is where I know it to be.
I have no doubt that we will try to get this accomplished. It seems like a good thing to both aid you in receiving your what was taken back and ridding the world of something else that is so foreign, and I assume it's an evil creature if it came and attacked such a place.
It does seem evil, which is one of the few reasons I do trust what you were saying. For what evil it may be, it also seems to be tapped into the land, so I will warn you. In your approach, it will know you're coming.
That's fine. Subtlety is not really my specialty.
You're supposed to help with those issues anyways, right? So, to me, it's like aligned. But your horn, why did it take it? Like, has his own hand over his forehead as if like he could try to feel it? And he's like, are you okay? Like, does it hurt?
Upon that question, anyone that is trained in nature can go ahead and roll me a nature check just to see if you would know it prior to the explanation.
Because it's a unicorn, dummy.
Because I'm a unicorn. No. Yeah, not really sure, Tota and Lena. I mean, you've heard like rumors of unicorn horns being taken, but not why. She goes on to explain that a unicorn horn allows anyone that can use magic to, it's basically a catalyst. Think of it as like a staff type thing. Like, it allows them to use stronger magic.
Let's get it!
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Will you do the ritual now? And we'll go get you your horn?
Cannot agree to that, unfortunately. As I said, this, I can do the ritual. As I did not say, anything requiring some kind of corruption that is, if it's even close to what you guys are saying and allowing plants to tap into the land and come alive, then it is, also dangerous to myself. If I should perish from such ritual, I would like to with my horn intact.
I totally get that. Totally. It's just that, like, the staff might help us with that fight to get your horn back if it's not corrupted. And, like, it might weaken the thing if we get rid of the corruption. So all around, it'll be a good thing to do.
Well, if you wish to find someone else to complete the ritual, then you can get my horn after.
Then I'll go like, recedes slightly and shuts up.
Then we shall get your horn. Does this plant man have sentience? Can it speak like a man?
It did not speak to me, but it seemed to absolutely know what it was doing. There was no mindless attacking. It went for my horn. She goes on to explain that it basically came up as a plant creature that she had never seen before that wanted to, for lack of better terms, like pray or worship at this place, and then attacked her, cutting off her horn. So it portrayed it like it made signals like, hey, let me pray, let me come up, I'm friendly, and then attacked her.
Never trust a plant man.
Never trust a plant man or a human.
It's true.
I don't know if this is an occultism question. If it is, then I can't roll it. But would it be like to say that this is like some sort of elemental that was summoned? Like, if what the unicorn has said is true and this is some sort of magical catalyst, could the plant creature have been like some sort of golem summoned by somebody else to get it so that they can then like make a staff out of it? If that's an occultism question, then Leon can't roll on that.
Anything that can summon a plant, you get the sense that would be a nature question or an arcane question. So either one that anyone is trained in, if Leon kind of says that to the party, then arcane /
just like it, because it sounds odd that it would just be like a giant swamp thing would just come up and be like snap and then just go away.
I did not mean to click that twice.
Unless it's a religion role.
Wait, I think that is. Sorry, that 16 was old, right? I can't.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so that 16 was old.
Yeah. Short-term memory loss.
Yeah, Lena, as far as nature goes, you're not sure of any, like, the strength that this unicorn is talking to, like, about this plant having. If someone could summon that, then you guys might as well pack up and go home. That's like the sense that you get. Like, if someone summoned this thing, then you should pack up and go home. Now, if it came out of the corruption itself, it's probably powerful, but it's not out of your league kind of thing, but...
Yeah, I will relay that.
All right, guys, let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home. We're done.
Let's go back to the future.
Since we can't, let's go kill this thing.
All right.
I'm ready to kill some plants.
Tanigal flexes his fist with his new fancy wraps.
Yeah. We all just push Tanigal into the front line and take two steps back.
I'm ready.
Go ahead. Have fun, buddy.
And plants beating on plants.
We just make
I'm
a big box of
camouflage.
Where'd he go?
Actually, that might be something for you to do, like do the Naruto jump.
The Naruto jump, Tana.
I take two leaves and I hold them on either side. I'm a tree.
But like, if it can sense tremors in the ground, those of us who are more agile being up in trees might be smart.
It seems to be a plant creature. I wouldn't be surprised if it could just climb the tree after it.
I can't see ways this would end well.
Well, let's go beat the swamp thing.
Shall we?
Sounds like our best plan.
Alright, then the party heads out west.
We'll be back.
The unicorn. Yeah, the unicorn gives you like a slight bow in like good luck, basically. As you guys are kind of walking away, Tota, you're able to kind of glance back and you watch it like dissipate from view before you should like be out of view.
Pretty dope.
Probably about 30-minute travel to the west. You guys travel around, not even going to put you in exploration mode. Eventually you like kind of 50, 60 feet up ahead, you see this large cave opening. see some of the, you see like the same kind of trees around, some of them quite larger around the cave. I'm starting to get the sense that this is exactly what she was talking about.
Does it look very dark inside?
Yeah, you can't quite see through the, like, opening.
Well,
Dan Nagol, this may be a prime opportunity to activate that torch stone I handed you.
Right, yes. And, well, we know it knows we're coming, so everybody ready to do this?
Before we jump in, can I make a perception check into the darkness? I have full dark vision now.
I'll pop up the stone. However, I do that.
Sure. What does dark vision let you see into?
I'll double check. I think it's just it might be the exact same thing as low light. Let me double check. I forget.
Pretty sure I can see forever.
No, that is not the case. Dark vision.
I see us in the future.
You have dark vision, don't you, Daldrin?
Of course.
A monster with dark vision can perfectly see perfectly well in areas of darkness and dim light through such vision in black and white only. Some forms of magical darkness, such as fourth level darkness spell, block normal dark vision.
Yeah, but what's the range?
It doesn't say.
That's unfortunate. Is it just your sight range?
I assume so, yes. And I don't know where to find that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just your sight range.
Mm-hmm. Would that say on the race where that is?
No, this matters, so I'm going to also help you look it up. You can feel free to go to the race. I'm going to be looking it up.
So the spell is 60 feet, I think.
Right, but this is racial.
I know. Twice at the spell.
I don't see, like, literally anything about the length of dark you can see through. I'm going to say it's your... Are you sure you have perfect dark vision?
It's part of the race. It's a racial feat. So if I look it up, it says I just get dark vision instead of it changes my dim light vision into dark vision.
Okay.
You can hold on. You can see in darkness and dim light just as well as you can see in bright light, though your vision is in darkness is in black and white. So basically, we have normal vision. There's no range. We just see.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So as you're kind of
more OP.
Looking, yeah, as you're kind of looking into here, towards the back, you do see a large, like kind of the side of a large figure. You see roots kind of floating. It takes you all of 5-10 seconds to put together that's probably the shield that the unicorn was talking about.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again? What?
Towards the back of the cave, you see some roots that are kind of floating, and the unicorn had spoken about this humanoid tree form using how big? Just the roots floating?
Yeah.
4 foot in diameter.
Dolphin looks down at his shield. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it ain't a small creature.
Are we about 30 feet away from it, from the edge of the cave?
From the cave, yes. From it, you think it's about in the back, so you can approximate probably about 90 feet.
Well, poop, I can't just shoot lances at it from a distance. Oh, wait, I might have an answer for this.
What's the radius of torchlight that the stone would give around me? Like, how far can I?
I'm going to say 30 feet. I'm going to just say it's DM. It's D&D rules. 30 feet bright, 30 feet dim.
Okay. What's D&D?
Your mom.
Ooh, man,
whoa,
you got me.
Hey.
Yeah, Waffles, that was a bit too far.
Got him.
So
no problem, mi amigo.
I'm going to kind of get in a defensive position, and I'm going to wave everyone else also in a general like defensive position, and I'm going to summon that 120 feet in the cave and then just start whacking with the spiritual weapon.
Oh, man. We're doing it. We're doing it now.
Great idea.
Wait, why did we not discuss this beforehand?
Well, I'm giving
it's happened, I'm
giving people the chance to take position before I do it. So if people want to talk about it, they can. I said before that I'm giving people the chance to take positions.
You said I motion you into position and attack.
No, I said I give people the chance to get into a defensive position and then I attack. That's a very different wording.
All right, everybody put yourselves in the position you would be right now.
How do we represent the fetal position?
Yeah. Because, like, I would have given people, like, the chance to, like, talk it out. That's what I was saying by, like, pick the best position for it before I, you know, slam into this thing. If you'd like me to make a wisdom check, I can do so.
I'm going to hang out with Lena behind the snake.
What?
Okay.
Tanagal, are you sure you don't want to step back a couple of feet?
Why?
I just thought you liked it further in the back of the group is all.
Tanagal, like, bites the inside of his cheek to stop from a retort. Like, cracks his neck and says, shut up. This is not the time.
Doljan raises his shield.
Alright, as you do that.
I think I can hit it from here, yes? I can summon it 120 feet.
Yeah, you can hit it from there. Do you have to see the point that you're summoning it?
Toto uses his own shield cantrip.
I don't think so. It doesn't say so. It just says I can summon it in 120 feet. Range 120 feet. A weapon of pure magical force materializes and attacks your designated target within range.
Okay. Fair enough, then. You are able to summon it there. I want everyone to go ahead and roll me initiative.
So I get...
Go ahead.
Oh, I have a feat that gives me +2 to initiative now.
Okay.
But I haven't figured out how to do it on my sheet without screwing it up.
You should be able to put it into your... I also haven't looked at it, but you should be able to put it into, like, your... into your perception initiative part.
Yeah.
If you click the cog.
I got that open.
You put it in temp.
I can put it in temp, yeah.
No, because that...
That will adjust your perception.
That adjusts your perception.
I'm trying to figure out how to just do initiative.
I don't think you can. I would just keep that, like, in your head. Just be like, all right, +2 to this. And then you can change it after you roll with your token and stuff.
Am I doing initiative with perception right now, or because we're ready to go, can I do it with acrobatics or something like that?
You can do it with athletics. And if you're like, if you're purposely like prepping your body to go in, then you can do it with athletics.
Waffles, I'm changing mine from 11 to 24 because I forgot to click mine before. So.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
You're off the team. Go back to the future.
Waffles, just to double check, for attack, right? I don't have to put anything. It should have already calculated my spell attack, and then plus I can just leave it. Like, there's no attack ability I need to put in, and there's no
modifier. Yeah, I mean, it should know it. If you're rolling it like a +2, then we'll take a look at it. But
I'm not, so it should be all set.
Yeah, it should be fine. Almost... Let's see.
Waffles, real quick, just give me 1 second. I'm double checking.
Oh my gosh.
It's not my fault.
Cooper, this is a perfect time to plug NordVPN.
please, man, I do you want to sound like this?
I love right. this country.
That seems fair.
And then we get sued.
Oh my gosh.
Am I missing? I feel like I have 6 players. And I have 5 on my initiative tracker. Who am I missing? Leon, looks like.
Oh my god.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my god. I'm just going to leave it here.
Let's go.
Hey. I love this country.
Let's go.
Hey, Lainey, look at that picture they had to
bury. Actually, my weapon is now a hammer.
What?
You guys watch as my weapon shifts from an axe to a dwarven battle hammer.
Hey, Leon, you want to do me a favor and click your token reroll, and I'll change it to a 28. Try again.
I'm clicked on the token.
Are you sure?
Yes. The bubbles are up and everything. Am I on there now? No.
And I double click on it.
I clicked on it again.
Let me try. There he is. Found
there
it.
There we go. Weird.
I'm marking you down as a 26 because the 28 was not with perception.
It's the same.
Yes. You're right. All right. As you do that, just remember where we are as you do that. Yeah. Remember where we are as you do this at the same exact time. Give me a second.
Hype,
no.
Type.
Who can... You can still see in there, Daldrin, right? You still have long dark vision?
Yeah, I can see.
There are same exact numbers.
You cannot see, Leon. You're at an odd angle to attempt to see.
Can you have dark vision? Perfect vision.
What was that?
There's a torch 30 feet in. I'm up here. Should be able to see at least.
It, you cannot see, actually. It is further back. It is towards the back of the cave.
Oh, but, can I see any part of the cave?
Yeah, you can see some of the cave. You just see basically the outline of a cave. You see like one stalactite in there. Stalagmite in there, sorry.
Gotcha.
But Daldrin, you watch as Leon, literally as Leon starts to summon this weapon, like starts to cast a spell.
No.
This plant, this humanoid plant, takes his stone sword, stabs it into the ground, and you watch as three creatures start to pop up out of the ground around you guys, and that's where we'll pick up next time.
God damn it, you son of a bitch.
I knew that was going to happen.